We are a creation of God made for His purposes. If we are to be truly satisfied in this life, we need to learn and find out what His intention was in bringing us into this world. And when we begin to accept that over our own selfish desires and wishes, that's the beginning of a new life in Christ. At WeGetRecovery.com, we learn that recovery requires humility, empathy, and a closer walk with God. And we're excited to help you with your walk. Hello, my name is Harold Boggs. I'm founder of WeGetRecovery.com. And this is the Spiritual Growth Podcast, part of WeGetRecovery.com network. And today, I have a guest, Dick Wagner. Would you pray us in?
I would. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the body and blood of Jesus Christ that was broken and shed on Calvary 2,000 years ago for us, to save us from our sins and the penalty for sin. Good that Jesus loved us so much that He gave His life for us, and we thank you for it. And Lord, I pray that for people listening, I have blessings upon them. I pray, Lord, that you would lead and guide the thoughts and ideas that are brought up in this podcast, and that you would lead and guide us, Lord, that we would carefully weigh our words. And we just ask now, Lord, your leading, your guiding by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, open our eyes and soften our hearts.
Amen.
So let's pick it up on Luke 14, the section about the cost of discipleship. This one really feeds me. So we're on Luke 14. Now, great crowds accompanied him. Think of that. Imagine thousands of people. In another place, it says there were so many people, they were trampling each other. That happens these days at soccer games in Europe. Now, great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and he said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Wow. "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet at a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How does that one strike you?
Number one, we need to put God first. We need to put God before our own interests. We need to come to realize that we were made by God. We are a creation of God, made for his purposes. If we're to be truly satisfied in this life, we need to learn and find out what his intention was in bringing us into the world. And when we begin to accept over our own selfish desires and wishes, that's the beginning of a new life in Christ. Because from that point on, it's a matter of discovering who I am in Jesus and not who I'm creating myself to be. And the true satisfaction is where God wants us, doing what he wants us to do. And there will be others in our lives who are very important to us. Family is important. Our mother and dad are important. Our wife, our children are important. And yet again, that relationship is defined in terms of God's purposes. And that's a whole realignment of our focus and our thinking about ourselves, the world we live in, and why we're here.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful group of videos on YouTube called I Am Second that builds on that concept. If I'm putting God first, then I am second. So it's a whole bunch of people, some famous, some not so famous, and they tell their stories in 7 or 8 minutes about how they came to Christ and what that was like for them. It's really terrific. If we're putting God first, we are second, and then we reprioritize everything else.
And it's the exact opposite of fleshly thinking.
Yes.
And it's what, when we live in the flesh, again, self-interest becomes a priority, and it becomes an all-consuming priority. But God says he's an all-consuming priority. And when you realize that your own happiness, your own satisfaction is based in Jesus Christ, you begin to realize that if I'm going to be happy with my family, I've got to first be happy with God. I've got to first be what God says and why I was created. And that's a discovery process. And that's a process that goes on. We don't all of a sudden wake up one morning and we have, oh, I know who I am. We may find out a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, but have the faith and rest assured that my relationship with other people will also be considered and taken into consideration with that process. So if we want a good, wholesome relationship with ourselves, with other people, we need to first have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
And that's it, exactly. One of my friend's daughters mentioned, she asked the question, how long does it take to understand an infinite God?
You've been listening to the Spiritual Growth Podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist, Harold Haven Boggs. For resources and support for your marriage, for trauma healing, and for addiction and recovery, please visit wegetrecovery.com.